get with the program or get out. That was a stark message from White House spokesman Sean Spicer yesterday in response to news that State Department officials have drafted a memo of dissent. About 100 diplomats are believed to support the memo, which objects to the president's executive order on immigration. They say it hurts America's image abroad and will inflame anti-American sentiment. We wanted to know more about this dissent channel. Jonathan Adelton retired on January 20th after more than 30 years with the Foreign Service. Ambassador Adelton, thanks for being here. What is the dissent channel? What's it for, and who actually sees it?
Well, it's basically a channel. I think it goes back to the Vietnam War, but basically any officer at any level can write a message of some kind and be assured that the front office or the secretary's office will read it, and they're obliged to respond as well.
And is the idea that employees at the State Department should be able to express themselves without retribution?
Absolutely.
So I know you used a dissent channel once yourself in 2012. You were stationed in Kandahar. Tell us about what happened and what you said, and were you worried about the consequences of what you said?
Yeah, this was a solo cable. It wasn't one that was signed by lots of people. It was an issue that I've thought throughout my career, and this was a precipitating factor. It was basically an article that I wanted to run in the Pashto press about Malala.
Malala Yousafzai, the
Pakistan,
young activist.
And I think there were issues of concern of in Pakistan and Washington, perhaps, about it was a pretty unobtrusive, but basically drawing a link between her heroism and the fact that she was named after someone called Malala Maywan, that was a heroine among the Pashtuns in the South. So I thought it would be a good way to engage, and in the end, this is a particular story that was spiked. I've actually reflected on that a lot. I've written a book that just came out called The Dust of Kandahar, which talks about that as well, but that was the only time in my life that I was I felt like this was something that should have been published and wasn't. I felt it should have been the Pashto press and wasn't. And so I voiced that concern.
So what we're seeing right now is just a draft dissent that has been leaked to the Lawfare blog. Let me ask you first, is there concern about this leak?
I'm not working. I'm retired now. I don't know how it was sort of, it came through. I think if you have multiple people, dozens of people signing, it's not surprising that something would, get out and spread further. These aren't typically classified documents. They're just voicing a concern over an issue of the day that does affect the Foreign Service, although it doesn't wade into classified territory as far as I know.
How unusual is the response from the White House? Get with the program or get out, said Sean Spicer.
I don't know. It sounds like maybe a response of some years ago in the Vietnam War when I think it was the same kind of thing. That was, I think, just before. I think it was for that reason they talked to historians, but I think that it was after that case where a lot of officers dissented, that they came up with the dissent channel as a constructive way to do it.
Do you think Foreign Service officers will be intimidated by this hostility from the White House and actually back out of signing this draft dissent?
I don't know. I mean, I think, one's moral conscience is one that you bring into any job that you have. And, there's a breaking point, and I certainly understand the concern. I'd like to think that, the moral conscience survives and is elevated beyond your workplace. And that's what makes the dissent channel so good, because, it requires sticking out your neck. But it's through a proper channel, and it's done. It's hoped to be done in a constructive way, knowing that your view may not prevail. But at least somebody will listen to your view, take it into account, and respond on their own with what I guess you'd consider would be department policy. And that's what they do. And again, in my case, in a more modest way, I think they acknowledge some of my points. I don't think it fundamentally changed anything, other than heightened awareness about a concern that I think is a continuing one in the service.
Ambassador Jonathan Adelton's new book is The Dust of Kandahar, a personal memoir of his service in Afghanistan. Thanks very much for your time and for talking to us about the Dissent Channel.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot.